In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor tells about a unique way of moving a U of I student to campus.
A few weeks back, my daughter Jane, who began school as a U of I student this week, was contemplating her move into Allen Hall on campus. I half-jokingly suggested going by bike, since that's how she's used to getting around town. "Could you really do that?" she wondered. "Sure," I said, not really sure at all. "Check in with somebody at Champaign County Bikes. They love that sort of thing." So the next morning, when she came upon the table set up by the group at the market at the square in Urbana, she asked. As it turns out, they really did love the idea. On the chance you're not familiar with Champaign County Bikes, it's a group that was founded in 2006 by people who wanted to improve the bicycle friendliness of Champaign County. They go about this by calling attention to the rights of cyclists as roadway users, promoting education about cycling, and supporting legislation and infrastructure improvements that benefit cycling. On several past occasions, members of Champaign County Bikes have combined their pedaling power and bicycle cargo trailers to move people from one house or apartment to another. But moving Jane from our home in Champaign, the 3 miles to Allen Hall, would be their first time helping a student move into a university residence hall. Rick Langloy, co-founder and current vice president, put out the word to a small subset of the organization's list because he was certain we would easily assemble more moving capacity than a single first-year student would need, and he was right. Helping out on the morning of the move, we had 6 volunteers, in addition to 3 family members, and we towed a total of 9 cargo trailers, probably 2 to 3 times what we really needed. That was okay, though, since part of the point of this exercise was to demonstrate how much utility you can add to a bike by setting it up with a cargo trailer. For my daughter's move, we used a whole range of them, including a homemade trailer crafted from a jogging stroller, a super utilitarian painted gray steel model, a few lighter, more nicely engineered ones, and a super deluxe flatbed trailer from the campus bike shop. More importantly, though, moving our daughter to campus by bike enabled us to turn what could have been an unpleasant chore into a delightful social event. The loading was easy. The 3-mile morning ride from home to dorm was perfect. And when we arrived at our destination, a loud cheer went up as the student guides realized what we were up to. Sarah Hoyle Katz, a member of Champaign County Bike's leadership and a U of I graduate student who participated in the move, called attention to the independence that bicycling offers a young person. She said, "Using bicycles for the move is a reminder to students that you don't need a car to get around town." I didn't think to ask my daughter for a final comment for this story. There was too much else to say and not say as we hugged her and made our exit so she could settle in. But I'm glad we'll be able to look back on her move and envision her pedaling into the future.
To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see lots of photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. The Environmental Almanac is a service of the University of Illinois School of Earth, Society, and Environment, where Rob Cantor serves as Communication Coordinator.